A controversial bill that would allow Northwestern Energy to sidestep regulations to buy more power from the Colstrip coal plant continues to make its way through the Montana legislature. Senate Bill 331, now in the House, is touted as a good deal to meet Montana's energy needs and a way to save jobs at Colstrip. It would allow the state's largest monopoly utility to pass on $75 million to ratepayers over the next decade if it chooses to buy more energy from the coal plant. Travis Gavula, a former public service commissioner, says Northwestern isn't obligated to keep the plant open if it buys more energy, meaning the bill doesn't necessarily secure jobs. He also notes that the utility already is able to buy an additional share of this power plant,
which I think necessarily implies that the only reason for this piece of legislation is because Northwestern wants special protection or favorable regulatory treatment for a business decision that we should expect it to make all on its own as a business.
Kavula believes Northwestern is outsourcing a business decision to the Montana legislature. He also says sticking with coal without evaluating the cost of other energy options, such as renewables, could cost customers even more. Utilities across the country have been stepping away from coal-based power as the cost of clean energy sources, such as wind and solar, have decreased. Jason Brown with the Montana Consumer Council notes that the bill also exempts Northwestern from decommissioning and remediation costs for the share of Colstrip it owns and any additional shares it might buy. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality estimates that cleanup costs at the power plant could be as much as $700 million. Brown says there's no guarantee this would be a good deal for Montanans if regulators step aside.
A good deal can turn into a bad deal if there's a lack of oversight and planning. So I think that's kind of the crux of our concern.
Kavula also worries about the implications of subsidizing a utility company.
It's generally not been the policy of the United States, and certainly not the policy of a red state like Montana, to subsidize uneconomic competition. And I worry that that is, in essence, what this SB 331 could set up.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.